This is Carl the Jackal Frampton.
Hi, this is David Healy.
Hello, this is Stephen Ferris.
Hi, I'm Bethany Ferris.
Hi, this is Joey Barton.
And Jonas Gutierrez.
Hi, this is Harry Kuehl.
And you're listening to The Score.
The Score with Michael Clark. I'm a man.
Great to be saying this once again. Hello and welcome along to The Score with me, Michael Clark. I hope you're revitalized and energized again for a new Premiership campaign. We certainly are. And on this, our first episode of the new season, we bring to you not one, not two, not three, you get the gist. All 12 clubs from the Premiership represented on the programme this week. We've interviews with a lot of them, finding out how they are feeling about the season ahead. So stick around and enjoy. It is the return of The Score.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Yes, you heard me right. All 12 Premiership clubs represented on the programme this week. Players and managers featured in the next hour. And I've got to say, it feels like the summers are getting shorter, at least the summer break. We're back and I've had a very good summer. I hope you have as well. If you have any wonderful tales you'd like to share from it, some of you have had European trips to go on. How very lovely. I've been very busy. International duty kept me occupied. Amongst other things, had a little trip to the Galway races there. If anyone would like a tip, it's Don't Ask Michael for who to back. I managed to pick some of the worst horses, apparently, in the whole of Galway. But there we go. It's just for the fun of it and gamble responsibly and all those sorts of sensible things. But to be honest, it's all about the football now, isn't it? Thank goodness. I mean, We can pretend we like other things for a couple of months, but really, we just want our league back. So the Irish Premiership commences tonight. Coleraine, Ballymena United, get us flying out the traps. I'm going to be going up to the Ballycastle Road for that one. Very much looking forward to seeing how Ballymena United, now under the stewardship of Jim Irvine, get on against Coleraine. Both teams have things that they want to exercise, I would say, nearly. Little demons from last season. The Bansiders aren't celebrating a top half finish. They want to be kicking on and doing more. Both these sides were beaten in cup finals, be it the League Cup or the Irish Cup, and they're maybe potentially still licking wounds from that. Can they come back re-galvanised? Can they go on and achieve new things? And particularly Ballymena United with a new look, and Coleraine with all this backdrop talk of investment coming. It could be different fortunes in the futures of these great rivals. The Saturday games, just two of them. Saturday 3 o'clock kickoffs this weekend, and that will be a feature going forwards, I do think. I know for a lot of you that's something that's still quite hard to take, maybe not the most palatable thing, but I think we're going to see more of that as, you know, teams try and get as much coverage as possible, and you step outside the Premiership prism and look at Portadown, and they're going to utilise tea time kickoffs on a Saturday and, you know, whatever works for the teams. But even moving that all aside for 1 minute, just to tell you the games on Saturday, the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premiership, Glenavon, Glentoran and Newry City against newly promoted Loughall. That will be a nice little indication as to where those teams are at, and a Monday match for you as well. Larne, the champions, beginning their defence against Dungannon Swifts and Rodney McAree. Nice easy one for him and his new assembled squad to just go to Larne on Monday. Handy, Rodney, you would say, wouldn't you? So we will be discussing all of that on the programme this week. It would be remiss of me to not mention the Championship is back, and I just want to put the promise to everybody that loyally listens to this show week in, week out. We will be covering the Championship. We will be covering the Premier Intermediate League as usual throughout the season too. But today, indulge me if you would, it is all about the Premiership, with the Premiership kicking off later tonight. So we are deep diving in. I went out to the media event last week. I got my own room. I felt very fancy. I was well looked after by our friends at the Northern Ireland Football League. To them, I say thank you. And to you, I say, here's what we got up to. Let's delve into the interviews. And since we are starting our fixtures off with Coleraine against Ballymena United, let's begin with the Bannsiders. They're the home team, after all. And I've been chatting to Josh Carson.
The Score with Michael Clark.
How are you all doing? You feeling good? Ready to go?
Yes. I've got an operation in the knee there 3 weeks ago, so I'll not, unfortunately, be ready for the start of the campaign. But listen, still chomping at the bit. Still a derby day. Looking forward to it. It's got all the ability to be one of the best games, you know, that, especially, like you say, the kick off the season. It's going to be fantastic, you know, for everyone involved. And it's crucial for us to get 3 points on the board, and that's all we'll be looking to do. And always nice to get one over your rivals too, as early as it is.
We've seen the competition for the top half. Some of the teams that finished in the bottom half have already strengthened. People are always wondering who can jump up, who might get pulled in. And I'm sure from Coleraine's perspective, you don't want to be in that conversation. You want to be climbing as high as you can.
Absolutely, yes. We're going to set our goal as high as possible this year and try and obviously better last year, because last year for us was disappointing. It was hard for us. You know, we sort of done all right up until the League Cup final against Linfield, and then just sort of tailed off a wee bit. And listen, that happens to teams too. But we want to be a focal point. We want to be a talking point. We want to be up there challenging for every trophy, leagues, the whole lot. You know, we want to play in Europe. We've had nice runs in Europe. We've had brilliant away days. And we want it again. And we want to enjoy this. It's not going to last forever, you know. But as a club and as a whole, and me personally, you want to be a talking point. You want to be in these big games. You want to be involved in Europe. You want to be involved in cup finals. And fingers crossed and touch wood that we can go and win something and put our spoke in there.
Bit of paper talk recently about rich investors and all this. You haven't seen any people with big bags of money walking around the showgrounds, have you? Or, you know, any special new agents coming in from these Premier League footballers going, well, look, we're to Saudi, we'll go to Coleraine.
No, unfortunately not as yet. Not as yet. I've seen all the articles and I've read all the bits and pieces that goes along with it. But no, listen, we've heard nothing as players. And listen, if push comes to shove, it'll be brilliant for the football club, be brilliant for everyone involved in it. And obviously the full-time aspect is a daunting thing for everyone, but I think it's one that's going to benefit the club, it's going to benefit the supporters, it's going to benefit everyone involved. And, you know, if that comes along, happy days. If not, Coleraine will go about what Coleraine do best.
And looking at this Ballymena United team, because it's their first league game under a new manager, a little bit of an element of an unknown there.
Yes, well, if you go by Jim as a player, you know exactly what you're going to get, 100%, committed, do anything to win, and I would say he's installed that into the players too. And yes, like you say again, you know, we better unknown with the Ballymena team, you don't know what's going on really at the minute, and you've heard a lot of things being said and talked about, and, you know, we can't really get carried away with that, we just have to go and do our job. But a derby's a derby, whether Coleraine are at the top of the league, Ballymena at the bottom, or vice versa. A derby game's always a tough game, and we'll go into that knowing exactly what we're going to get.
And like most teams, a few new faces in and around the changing room. Everybody betting in well. You get to be one of the experienced heads now. You don't get to panic about all these things anymore.
No, that's it, yeah. I know, I've got the 30 now, so... Yeah, one of the experienced ones, but we've a few new faces in there and they've gelled in well, and we know exactly what they're capable of. And listen, David McDade for one, you know, I think everyone knows what he's capable of. Graham Kelly's another one, you know, a solid centre half and no business, no nonsense, and does the business for you. And they've all settled in well, and we might get another couple of faces in, I'm not too sure, but...
Go on.
No, I wish everyone was here. He would maybe let you know a bit more than I would, but you never know when it's done. You know, you could get a couple of boys in out the blue. You have no idea, really. And no, them two have settled in well and they've gelled and they're getting on well, and, you know, they're only going to strengthen us.
Well, Josh Carson couldn't tell us last week, but Jake Wallace, we now know, signing on the dotted line, joining Corain, and also Darren Cole coming in to bolster their defensive options. Let's hear from the team they're taking on, Ballymena United, and I say a big thank you to Gareth McCullough, my good colleague, was out helping me gather these interviews, because trying to get 12 people and make sure nobody slinks off is very difficult. So he has spoken to a few of our guests on this week's show, including Ballymena United's marquee addition, can we call him, a return to the Premiership for Johnny McMurray. And that is exactly where Gareth began his line of questioning. What's it like to be back in the top flight and playing under Jim Irvine?
Yeah, do you know what? Personally, it's nice to be back, do you know what I mean? I kind of always had the aspirations to be back up. I know it's unfortunate what happened, the one point happened, and I think people all have the same view on it, I think, and it's just one of those things that's happened, and I was there kind of when it did, and I think Barry kind of had the conversation with me and see where I wanted to be, and obviously aspirations means I wanted to go back, and luckily Jim's taken over, and obviously me and Jim have been close for a long time, played together, and just the opportunity to go back to the club to where I mainly started everything, it's nice, and it's kind of give me a wee lease of life again, and I'm absolutely buzzing to be back. Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, from as you touched on there, Jim obviously coming in his first managerial job, and as I said, you know, everybody knows what Jim Irvine's about. But is he the same? Obviously, we haven't got the competitive stuff yet, but is he the same as a manager as just a player? You know, hard working, tough as anything, and sort of you know not backwards and coming forwards.
You'd be surprised. I kind of thought maybe he's going to change, maybe like quieting down a wee bit, but actually I think he's actually got worse. When he gets the bark, he likes the bark. I think everybody knows that about him anyway, and he kind of, instead of nibbling away at your ankles this time on the pitch, he's able just to do it in front of you. So no, he's been great. I've really enjoyed being back. Him and Stefan and the rest of the lads, Sturdy and Pat, they've all been really, really good, and they've all come in with a really good mentality. Obviously they've all been around, they've all done it, and I think that's kind of what the club needs at the minute. It's like a fresh lease of life, and I feel like the four of them are kind of giving it. I think all the players are going to vibe off it and hopefully pick up in better situations where they were from last year. And I think the only place that they can kind of go is hopefully up. And I think with a few signings that they've made, hopefully with a couple more coming in, we might be able to sustainably start the season off really well. I know it's going to be a tough challenge. The first five are what you would call the so-called top five at the minute, but kind of going to let us know where we are after the first five games. And if anything, you just got to look forward to them. You want to play against the bigger teams, and there's no point in shying away from it. You have to go and do it, and I think that's where our mentality starts. That's all we've been talking about, and that's all Jim's kind of been ratting on about. So I know we're looking forward to it. We know we've got a wee bit of a job in our hands at the start, but it's exciting more than anything.
Just lastly, I mean, you touched on those first top five, or the current top five, last season, your first six games. Never mind that, starting off with a derby away from home.
Yeah.
I mean, it does get much sort of more, I don't want to say high pressure, but it's certainly, it's significant to the fans. You know, it's one of the biggest games of the season for both Ballymena and Coleraine fans. How sort of about laying down the marker there? I mean, setting aside even potential result, performance-wise, is massive there to set the sort of platform for your season, isn't it?
Massive, yeah. Hopefully what it does is it drives everybody out of their seats. It's a Friday night game. It allows people, as George touched on there in his interview, that they're obviously strategically trying to get it to certain days and trying to get more fans in through the doors. And I feel like that's the exact game that you would want on a Friday night to start the season off. And it's a massive rivalry. I've been there, I've been in big games, and luckily enough to come away with wins and scoring in them. So obviously if that happens, we'd be absolutely delighted. But we know Coleraine's quality side, and they've signed really, really well. Obviously Davies went from us now to Coleraine, and they've added a couple more, and there's lads there that I've played with and played against, and I know what they can do. So obviously all eyes focused on kind of getting themselves ready for Friday night, but hopefully it's an absolute clash, and I think that's what the league needs to start us off. And as long as we all deliver, regardless of the result, that'll be a positive impact, but hopefully we can get the win. Yeah.
The Score with Michael Clark.
We now move on to the Saturday games, and Loch Gall boss Dean Smith chatting to us in just a moment. But before we hear from him, let's talk to Newry City captain Darren King and find out, are they ready for the challenge that lies ahead? Can they build on last season's 10th spot finish?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we've been a progressive club for the last 10 years or so, and we want to stay like that. I've said previously, it's a difficult place to get to, the Premiership. It's even more difficult to stay there, and then it's even more difficult to build on that again, and that's the task we're faced with now going into the new season. Gary's come in, you know, he's a familiar face, but not in the role as manager. So he's brought a freshness to the whole setup. You know, he's implemented his own changes. He's energised us a bit. He's added a bit of quality. You know, and I think from looking at the squad, we're in a stronger place than we were last year. So, you know, if we're not looking to progress, then we might as well not be there, you know. And at the same time, you always need to be looking forward.
What's the pre-season been like at Newry?
Yeah, it's when we looked at it on paper, it looked long, but it's actually flown in, so it has, and it's been really enjoyable, really good. You know, as I say, with a new manager, you're going to have players there looking to prove themselves again. You know, new signings there, a lot of competition for places in the squad. We're definitely in a really good place in terms of, you know, battling out for positions all over the park. And we're really looking forward to getting started. With regard to pre-season, it's gone really well. You know, all the performances have been really positive, results have been really positive, and everybody around the club's just anticipating something exciting.
What's it like with a new manager? Not specifically Gary, because I know you know him, but when you get so used to Darren Mullen, you know, he's synonymous with Newry City, isn't he, really? It'll take people outside of Newry a while to get used to a different face, let alone maybe even some of the players.
Yeah, well, this is it. You know, as I've said, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now only for Darren. You know, he has ensured that we've been a progressive club over the last number of years. And with Gary being part of that journey, I suppose it's not a major change, but it's a change all the same. And therefore, it takes time to get used to for everybody.
And for you personally, still the same hunger, still the same desire, still going on. I mean, I don't know where you get the energy from.
Yeah, well, I always said when I don't have that hunger and desire, I'll not be here. So if I'm still here, I've still got it, you know, that sort of way. And I'm still feeling good, feeling fresh. I'm feeling as fit as I ever have been, you know, still competing with the young lads in training. So as long as I'm there, I'll still keep trying.
And the excitement of the new season's there for all of us and for yourselves, a game against Loughall, a team that worked so hard to get up and are going to work very hard, I'm sure, to make sure that they stay up. What a first game to have. That's a team out to prove themselves early doors.
Yeah, well, this is it. You know, you could look at it two ways. You could say it's the start you wanted. You could also say it's the start you didn't want, because a team coming up freshly promoted, they're going to be looking, as you say, to prove themselves. You know what you're going to get with Loughall. You're going to get an energetic, physical, hard-working team, you know, and we need to make sure that we're ready to match that and more on the day.
And in closing, what would your message be to Newry City fans this season? They're always very passionate, they're always very vocal. What are you hoping for them, or what would you say to them in anticipation for kickoff?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll definitely say there's going to be lows, there's going to be highs, but, you know, bear with us as you always have done. You know, they've always been our 12th man on the pitch, and, you know, we're hoping for an exciting season, and we're hoping to progress and give them something to cheer and be happy about.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Now let's talk to newly promoted Loughall. How will they fare in the Premiership this season? Is it a free hit, Dean Smith, this year? Or what sort of expectations have you set for your staff and your players?
Yeah, I think we've spoke about it within the change room, and that's where it'll stay at the minute. But in some words, yeah, it is a free hit, so to speak. But yeah, we want to go and give a good account of ourselves, and we believe that we can stay up.
People often talk about the gulf between Championship and Premiership, and trying to close that is so difficult, because there's a financial part of that as well, and I'm sure, you know, you would love that to just be, if anyone would like to win the lottery and hand it over, there might be a couple of other players you could bring in. But are your players, do you think, up to the challenge of the Premiership, and how do you, I guess, get them ready for that? Because other managers in the past have said, sort of hits you, just bang, we're here.
Yeah, I think it's something we've maybe talked about over during pre-season, but if you look back on last season, I think Newry is the blueprint. Not so long ago, Ballinamallard, who another village club, went up and stayed up. I think the first season had done really well, so that's the blueprint we have to aim for, and as I said, it's been done before, so it can be done again.
And we know there's been a few matches moved around here or there, but I'm sure you're grateful you're not in that camp. Good old Saturday 3 o'clock kickoff, bread and butter.
game on.
Yeah, I think at this stage of pre-season, everybody's itching to go. You know, all the players, and pre-season is a drawn-out thing. It's not nice, to be honest. Everybody wants to get to the end, and thankfully we're near the end now. And as I said, we're just raring to get going now on the Saturday, 3 o'clock.
Does this, at the league launch event, as we're sitting talking, bring it home in many ways, the achievement? Because I know it doesn't really stop for you. You don't get to sit and pat yourself on the back. But when you come to an event like this and you look around the room and you see big figures in the league, you know, joking aside, must be a wee bit of a pinch me moment. I don't mean to patronise you. You've achieved that.
No, look, it certainly is when you look around the room and you've the players and the managers that you see every week on TV, and now you're part of this. And yeah, in some aspects you are looking around and going, oh, I'm here. But again, we're here in Mird. We haven't won a competition to be here. You know, we're here in Mird, and we want to go on and be treated the same as everybody else.
And it won't be too long until the TV cameras are coming to Loughall, and a bit of history is being made there. I'm not sure if people have their hair appointments booked in already.
I would say there's a lot of hair appointments booked. Yeah, I think it's the Tuesday night game against Glentoran, and we're on TV. And yeah, first of all, the ground and the people behind the scenes have worked really hard to make sure the ground is up to standard and looking really well. And now it's up to us as the players, coaching staff and manager to make sure that we give a good account of ourselves on the pitch.
And after you were so confident at the end of last season, tell everyone, don't worry, our ground will be grand, aren't you just happy that it's actually all in place?
Yeah, to be honest, don't worry, we're definitely at home. And then, as I said, as the time goes on, you're sort of looking around going, oh my goodness, is this going to be finished? But as I said again, the volunteers and the people behind the scenes who don't get much of a mention have worked tremendously hard over the last couple of months and to get us where we are now.
And finally, have you a message to the Loughall fans this year? I'm sure it's been quite a journey for them to get to this point, but what are your thoughts for them for the season ahead?
Yeah, just to enjoy it. It's the same as the players, and then what we're going to do, we're going to go in, and yes, we want to do well, but we're also going to enjoy it. And that's the same for the fans.
The Score with Michael Clark.
As I mentioned earlier, our other 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday pits Glenavon against Glentoran at Mournview Park. Gareth has been speaking to both clubs. We'll hear from Niall McGinn momentarily, but first it's Mark Hawkey and the obvious question: how's he doing? He had such a bad time last season with a serious injury. Is he nearing an on-field return?
Yeah, well, I think last year was a bit of a freak season for me, more than any, because I'd actually fractured my leg early in the season. It was out for about 6 to 7 weeks. Came back and we played about 2 games then, and then done my ACL. So done that back in December, got the operation in January. So now 6 months post-surgery. So I think from a timeline perspective, where I'm aiming to maybe get back playing first team football, at least maybe probably early December time is a goal for me. So still quite a while away yet. So it's been a longer off season and pre season for me more than anything. But yeah, I've had injuries in the past before, so I know there's going to be hopefully light at the end of the tunnel.
Does it give you a sort of different appreciation? You're maybe seeing, you know, obviously over the summer period, guys having to juggle about, players are leaving, players are coming in. Does it give you sort of a different sort of viewpoint in how things work in pre-season, especially when the league has changed over the last couple of years, where sort of fringe players are going up and taking big deals to sit in benches at other clubs, and the likes of, you know, the bottom six clubs are finding it maybe hard to strengthen the way they want to?
Yeah, I think that's just going to be the way the league's developed. You know, there's full-time clubs, there's part-time clubs. Obviously the full-time clubs have increased the standard, and clubs like Glenavon and any teams around us have to raise their game to try and compete and stay active with them. But I have to do say, from Glenavon's perspective, from Gary's even previous experience, he's always quite good at finding players in lower leagues and developing them players, and they have moved on to bigger teams in England and throughout, and the other Irish league clubs. So we have signed a couple of players this year, and Gary in the lower league. So hopefully that we can develop them, they can help improve us as a squad to try and compete.
Obviously, Matthew Fitzpatrick, I mean, you take a goal scorer that scored, you know, 20-odd goals out of your team. How difficult is that to replace? Because there aren't too many of them about.
No, definitely not. And I think David and Linfield obviously recognised the strength and his abilities to do that. That's just why they went in and got him straight away. But yeah, from our side, he's going to be a massive hole to replace. He was someone that led from us from the front. And again, it's probably somebody Gary signed at Coleraine that wasn't getting much game time. He came in and he's proven himself. But We've signed one or two strikers. We have some young strikers coming through. I'm sure Gary's always looking to see what else is out there. But yeah, I think from our side, we're happy with where we are at the moment, and hopefully we can start the league well.
What is the goal this season for Glenavon? I know it's the cliche and say, you know, you want to finish as high up the table as possible. There was a quite a lull sort of midway through the season, and actually finished reasonably well, and you know, show what you're capable of. I mean, ultimately, I mean, the league is almost separated into two now. You know, I know it's separated with a split, but even right from the start, it's hard for sort of clubs in that bottom six to try and push the way up. But Glenavon are traditionally a huge club. What is the goal? I mean, do you turn out and go, well, do you accept we want to finish top of that bottom six, or what way do you look at it?
I think we need to be realistic in our expectations that there is a big gap from those top four or five clubs since it went full time. I think, although at the same time, when you look at the likes of Coleraine in previous years, Cliftonville, who have been part time, that have still competed and had their own say in the league, I think for us they're realistic. We need to give ourselves a chance to get into Europe. We need to try and secure a European playoff for. That goal for a club like Glenavon is huge. Yes, I think an added bonus could be break that top six and try and get that sixth spot. I think that would be a bonus added, but at the same time, I think as a club we need to sort of really identify that we need to give ourselves the best opportunity to get into Europe. And the last couple of years, maybe at the club, we finished seventh to give ourselves that chance. But I think that's probably the main aim for us. Yes, it's always nice to maybe go on a nice cup run in the Irish Cup. And again, recently we haven't done well at all. We've been knocked out early on, which has been disappointing. But again, Gary Glenavon in recent years have done quite well there. So I think that's always going to be a nice compliment to run alongside the league ambition.
Well, I suppose on Glentoran, new manager, they've obviously lost Conrad Menavin and Terry Devlin, two fantastic footballers. Flip side of that, they brought in Fouad Soule, you know, who's arguably the best midfielder in the Irish League last season. I mean, I suppose they don't come much tougher, but I mean, you beat them at home last season, I think.
We've had our ups and downs with Glentoran the last couple of years where they've beat us well and we've actually then turned them over. I think we drew with them at the Oval and then beat them at the Oval. And then, yeah, our last game of last campaign was the European playoff that they beat us and put us out, and they went on to secure that European spot. So it's the first game for us. I think no matter who we were playing, I would be telling you around, it's a tough game, and they always are going to be tough. It's an old cliche. I think our first couple of games is Glentoran, Cliftonville and Linfield. So yeah, it doesn't come much easier, although Jim at Ballymena will probably argue and say that they've got the worst one. But yeah, I think you know, playing Glentoran, one of the top teams in the league, there's no better game to get yourself motivated than try and sort of get a good result and try and kick off your campaign.
Yes, I'm sure Glenavon and Ballymena United fans can have a good discussion about who has a harder start to the campaign. Neither have it easy, is fair to say. Now, Glentoran, European heartache, can it spur them on for the season? We hear people say it can derail you, but can it actually also provide a source of motivation?
I think so. And I think even initially after that defeat, I think we sort of said as a collective unit, we need to use that as fuel for fire, as a type thing, to sort of hit the ground running and use that to go again next season, because we want to be playing at that level. We want to be qualifying for Europe and playing in Europe, and the boys have had that experience, so hopefully they can use that as motivation to move forward the rest of the season.
In terms of sort of player changes, and it happens at every club, big players leave, big players come in. They obviously lost Conor Mack and Terry Devlin, two fantastic players who deserve their chance across the water. I mean, from your perspective, did you able to get a chance to speak to them and sort of maybe give them a bit of advice about what to expect and what to do and what might happen differently whenever they move across the water?
Well, they're two boys that have obviously an awful lot of talent. Terry came in, he's brilliant. He's sort of a player that sort of spoke to him and sort of gave him advice along the way, even sort of playing in different games. And he was always a boy who'd always listen. And now he's ready for it. And I think he can go a level again if he gets in and does well and prolongs his career for as long as he can. Max, just a player with natural ability that he'll go across to Scotland. And I think he'll do very well. He's under a manager there and a coach that both know him very well, which will help as well. So, and he's the type of boy who'll go over there, settle in quickly and just hopefully hit the ground running. But regarding me, speaking from my experience, I don't think they've nothing to fear. They're two boys that are always willing to learn. And yes, there are two different stages in their career, but I've no doubts that both of them will go on and do very well.
In terms of players coming in, Fouad Soule has obviously joined, and I mean, many would regard him as certainly one of the top three midfielders at worst in the Irish League last season. He's a proven winner. He's won the Premiership last season. I mean, how big an impact in the short time he's been in, how big an impact has he made, and how big an impact do you think he will be for Glentoran over the course of the season?
I think he'll have a massive impact. I think he's the type of player that we've needed. First and foremost, he's experienced. He's just coming off the back of winning the league. he's come in straight away, settling quickly, and he's done very well, especially in Europe and especially last week in the second leg. You've seen how fit and strong he was, how vocal he is on the pitch, how he sort of comes across as a leader, and he helps everyone around him. So I think he's the type of player we've needed, and hopefully that can obviously benefit us as a group of players and help us achieve what we want to achieve this season.
I presume what that is that you want to achieve is the Premiership title and that Gibson Cup.
Yeah, we want to achieve everything together. I want to compete for every trophy that we're in, and obviously the league title as well. So you're at a big club like Clontarf, and you're there to, first and foremost, to do well for yourself and do well for the fans. But at the end of the day, you want to win trophies, and yeah, we'll be going out to win everything we possibly can.
I mean, when you look at the squad and you look at it from top to bottom, I mean, a lot of young players coming through as well. I mean, that's a squad that absolutely probably should be up there and should be up there challenging for titles right up the end of the season. Is that, maybe it hasn't happened in the last couple of years, but is that something that you sort of worked on with Warren coming in, and that is the ultimate goal, to make sure that you sustain the levels of performance that you know you're capable of for a full season?
Yeah, no, straight away, once a gaffer come in, he just wants to maintain high standards in training. That's obviously coming from us as experienced players, and it's been definitely coming from the young lads as well. They're all willing to learn. He wants competition all over the pitch, fighting for positions. And when you have that competition, it can only enhance the team to achieve results and achieve things throughout the season. So different players are going to be called upon throughout the season at different times, and it's about everyone being ready. You even seen the other night, young lads coming on and doing well and stepping up to take penalties, etc. So now everyone's going to be needed as a collective team, and now we'll definitely need to be striving in the right direction to achieve things.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Now to hear from the champions, Larne, and one of their summer acquisitions, many saying a great bit of business, Levi Ives, making the move from Cliftonville, and he's had a taste of playing for Larne already in Europe, but I'm sure looking forward to getting a run out now in the league. The Sky game on Monday night against Dungannon Swifts. Levi, how have you settled in?
I've settled in brilliantly, so I have. It's been brilliant. I don't really know myself at the minute because it's been that good, so I'm really looking forward to it, and full-time football, I think I'll really love it. So
you've a few friends there anyway. Did that make the transition easier, going in some familiar faces, helping you get acclimatised?
Yes, no. Like my first day, instead of driving down by myself and just walking in, I met the lads at Sandynose, Aaron Donnelly, Daniel Kearns, Tomas, everyone. I just walked in with them as if it was normal, as if I'd been there before. So it was welcome or open arms. So it was from the very first minute I walked out the door.
And what I want to say, which is really, I think, amazing as well, and credit to yourself, is that at the time that we're recording this, you got in the early hours of this morning from Kosovo, having played a European game, and you're sitting here tonight smiling and looking fresh and chatting to people. Are you really just quite tired?
I'm tired enough, yeah, but no, we'll get in about 5, 6, get into the house at 6 in the morning. It was a long enough night, but I prefer to just fly after a game, just get back home again, do you know what I mean? But no, it was over there, it was roasting, and then in the plane was roasting, boys were still sweating, so it was a long night, but we're back home now, so we are. So,
well, now you're, you know, part of this squad who are the defending champions and will want to try and make sure they win it again. Was that part of the appeal, or was it just simply the full-time football?
It was full-time football, and more or less just my job and playing career didn't suit, so picking up niggles and stupid injuries, and I don't really be known as a injury-prone player, because of that, I would run through a brick wall, even if I had one leg. So, no, I met Tiernan a little years ago, and he told me everything they were going to do, but at that time, it didn't suit me. But when the chance came around again, it was all over, because what he told me then, it's happened. So I had to put my trust into the club, and what Kenny's done down there is absolutely fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it.
I only saw the facilities towards the end of last season, went down and saw all the work they'd done, you know, training ground, teaching area for young ones, all that, an area where you can chill out, there's people cooking your food, you kind of go, wow, this is what it could look like, full-time football, you know, and I'm sure as a player walking in, it's actually quite exciting.
Yeah, no, I played in England whenever I was younger and stuff, and I'd actually never been down to see any of it. My first day, whenever I was saying, that's when I first seen it all. And it's actually better than it was whenever it was in England. That's how good of a setup it is. So it's fantastic.
The Larne Academy of Sport, we call it now. We don't call it the Cliff anymore, but just in case anyone needs a reference point, yes, that's what it used to be called. And you've said you've gone in, you've sort of gelled. Just picking up on that point about injuries. Injuries annoy anybody, but being labelled as a player that maybe is a bit more prone to them is something you want to disprove. I can sense that.
Yes, no, 100%. And not to say full-time football helped me, because you're in with the right people every day, more or less, doing the right rehab and your gym work and everything else. So you're strengthening the body from the inside out. So it'll definitely improve me so well.
And you've been in this league long enough. How many seasons now off the top of your head?
7 or 8. So yeah. It is. I've been about for a while now, so I have.
Veteran, we're saying at this stage, Levi. The standard is so good. It's so exciting. I don't know how much you get to be excited by it on the pitch, because you have to concentrate and do your job. But I'm sure you've had your fill of incredibly talented players to come up against.
It's definitely getting better. Obviously, as the years go on, boys are starting to look after themselves a wee bit better and knowing what they eat, and not just taking the league as a Mickey Mouse league no more. The league's fantastic, and there's obviously shows the amount of players now playing in the league, learning their training, then moving on to clubs and stuff, like the likes of Sean Muir and things. So it's definitely on the up, and it's going to keep going that way.
And there's another example of it as well, you know, getting the opportunity. I'm sure you were really excited for him. I know you both left Cliftonville, but you played with him, got to know him. Special talent.
Yeah, no, definitely. Absolute fantastic footballer, and he'll only go on and be even better, so he will. I can definitely see him staying there and progressing on. He's a great kid as well.
Ternan will be saying, look, you just keep a hold of him, you know, in 5-10 years time, if he ever wants to come home, change where home is. These managers are all the same. Levi, pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
No problem at all.
Now let's talk about things at Stanmore Park and Dungannon Swifts. They have a little wait for the first home game, because first up it's a Monday night trip to Inver. Chris Hegarty is back at the club, no stranger to Dungannon or its supporters. And Chris, well, nothing quite like a challenge of going to the champions for your first match of the league campaign.
It's a nice handy one, but look, we look forward to getting back out in the pitch. You know, you have to play everyone over the course of the season. No tougher test than Lauren, and we'll obviously go there and give them the respect that they deserve as champions. But look, it's a test that we're going to have 3 times this season at least anyhow, so we look forward to it and getting back on the road of fixtures for the season.
And it looks like manager Rodney McGree, we better getting the band back together again. Did you ever think you'd see the days?
No, I always thought Rod would go back, to be honest with you. I thought it was always in the pipeline at some stage, and look, we're probably getting the best Rodney McGree back. He's been around a few other clubs, learnt a lot on his way, has experienced a lot through his journey, and now he's looking forward to getting back and working with Dungannon from top to bottom, basically. And you know, it's great to have that identity back with the club, from the outside in, and obviously being a Dungannon supporter myself, I feel that that's what the club has missed over the past couple of seasons. So you know, having that identity with Rod back, Dixie Robinson back in the dugout as well, and Ryan Harper back, and you've obviously Terry Fitzpatrick, who's been there a lifetime. So, you know, it's great for the club to have all them men back.
I would imagine it's been quite a summer of transition for the team. What's that been like, stepping into manager change, players changing, the trauma, if you want to call it that, of everything they went through last season, albeit the high of staying up? None of you want to be in that position come the end of this campaign?
No, definitely not. And that's what we have to challenge ourselves through over the course of the season. And I think when you play against the top six, we're going to have to keep our heads fairly grounded and take the positives away from them games and their challenges for us, and try and fight against the bottom teams, and like evaluate yourself in different ways throughout the course of the season. But obviously with Rod now coming in, you know, the transition's been brilliant, because obviously most of the people that's come back are all Dungannon men and are looking forward to the challenge. And obviously with the new pitch and the facilities at the club, you know, it's been good and it's been positive. So we're just looking forward to getting going now.
How important do you think that is, the feeling around a club? Because you can sense that walking into a place. Stanmore's always been a very welcoming environment. I felt as a ground to go to, and the people around the club, and you know the names and the faces because it's that sort of place. But as a team, you don't want to be associated as being part of a relegation battle every season. You as a player certainly don't want that. Trying to change that narrative, it is a collective effort, but how do you go about it? Is it simply you have to do it on the pitch first?
Yeah, well, I think positivity breeds positivity, and obviously negativity is the exact same. And in such a small club, whenever it starts to snowball, it can snowball very quickly in the small club. So, look, it started off positive now, obviously, and with Rod being back and the positive vibe about the place, it's obviously good. So we need to obviously focus on getting the results on the pitch at the right times and trying to fight for as many points as possible, because it is going to be a fight, and we understand that. But obviously, if we can get as many points on the board, we don't want to be where we are or where we were at the end of last season, come the end of this season. But look, Rod will have targets and goals for us over the course of the year, and we'll evaluate everything over the course of the season. And look, it's not going to be easy. There's no doubt about that. Everyone's fighting for the exact same thing, but we've just got to go and worry about our own business.
And just before we hit record, you told me you got married a couple of weeks ago. Congratulations on that. Inverpark's still honeymoon.
I should be looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather's not the same, you know. And if she's lucky enough, we'll go over to get the wee P&O ferry over for a wee trip away.
The Score with Michael Clark. Who said romance was dead? Nice one, Heggs. Great to have Chris Hegarty on the programme. Now, 8 teams down, 4 teams to go. Crusaders League season starting on the 11th of August. That's a Friday night game away to Ballymena United. We'll be hearing from Josh Robinson in just a moment. We also have Linfield, Cliftonville and Carrick Rangers on the way. Those three teams starting their campaigns next Saturday. That's the 12th. Linfield away to Dungannon Swifts. Carrick at home to Newry City, and Cliftonville take on Glenavon. But as promised, we can now hear from Josh Robinson. And I first asked Josh about their fantastic end of last season, Crusaders retaining the Irish Cup.
Yeah, we're just going to do it next year again. Yeah, it was lovely. When you work all hard all year and you get a bit of silverware at the end, it's all why worth it, you know. The boys put in hard work and hard graft. I watched from afar in the final, but it's great to see what a day it was. What a way to win in style compared to the year before. But we can't wait to get going again. And I joked about it, but it would be nice to be in and around in the final again. The Irish Cup's a great, great, great day out and great trophy. So hopefully we'll focus on, but more hopefully we'll do better in the league this year. That's another name.
A few people I know that have been watching Crusaders pre-season, and not to put pressure on anybody, have said really impressive, looking like maybe a different animal this year, maybe got a wee bit more to use. Is that fair? Do you see that this team has maybe a bit more potential to go further than last year in the league?
Well, yeah, you always have to aim better. So hopefully everyone's right, and the critics and the media, and they're all right, and hopefully we do better. You forget, like, we missed our star player, Ben Kennedy, for a whole year. So to have him fit and looking very confident and back to his normal self, that's a big, massive plus. And then the signings we've made have been very, very good. The gaffer is shrewd in his business. He's brought in, if not the best, centre-half in the league, Jimmy Callagher from Linfield. So that was a big signing for us. And then a couple of other wee signings in there. Jordan Williams from keeper, strengthened there, and then I really like James Thielen. Mm-hmm. I think he's the next Paul Healy. That's a massive, massive statement, but hopefully he learns this year underneath Paul Healy, and hopefully he can fill them boots.
No pressure there, James, but a talented boy certainly, and you know, Paul not being put out to pasture yet, still scoring big goals in Europe. It's just, in many ways, Paul Healy is an anomaly to me, and probably to many others, where you're going, he's meant to drop off at some stage.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player and phenomenal guy. Big pressure, but he always delivers. In Europe, you've seen it there, the goal. He steals it out of the boy's pocket and puts us 1-3 into Europe. He just keeps proving everybody wrong year in, year out, and he's probably raging. I think he does want to retire, but he's he's that good, and he's the shape of him, he's probably the fittest and fastest player still at the club at the age of 35 now. So hopefully we hope there's still a lot more years in him, but I'm sure he's starting to feel it a wee bit now. He's one of the best players in the league, that we've heard him, and a character, and hopefully he stays around for a long time.
Well, as Declan Goodell has proven, retirement just is a bit boring, really. You can't be at that for too long. You mentioned the acquisition of Jimmy Callagher. You said yourself, one of, if not the best, centre-back in the league. Is that competition for place, in the team? Because you've got yourself, Daniel Larmour in there as well, and Jimmy, all vying for that spot. Or are we, and Billy Joe Burns can play centre-back too, and I hope I'm not leaving anybody out.
Roy McKeown
as well. And you can probably even throw Robbie Weir in that, yeah, as and when required, as he knows better than most. There's that versatility in the team. There's all these players, but when you see a player come in, like Jimmy, I know you know him really well. When you see him come in, are you thinking, I need to up my game too?
100%. You have to, and that's the name of the game. The gaffer looks to strengthen every year. You probably noticed we were probably light in the centre half of the position with a couple of players being injured last year, myself included. I have to raise my game. I have to get fitter, stronger. And what Jared Lawler was speaking there earlier in the lunch was about how professional is it, how the standards are going up and up and up, and the players included, everyone's 24/7. You're trying to improve and get better, and for some people it is their job. So if you're not performing, you might be losing your job if you're not competing and staying in and making the team better and challenged. So Jimmy coming in is going to have to, it improves everyone's game, just not the defenders. He brings in that their experience, winning leagues, and he'll have a good voice around the change room. So everyone will raise their games, and it's only good for Crusaders, and hopefully it brings good rewards.
And we know the first league game, not the fourth, it's the Friday after, Ballymena United, and an away game. What are you expecting from them?
Like every year, very, very tough. But I spoke about it earlier. That was one of our weaknesses, and we spoke about it in pre-season. If we can improve our away performances, away results, it will take us up the leader, up the board, up the table. Sorry. So if we can improve on that and pick up more points away, we'll be up at our own abouts. But these teams are improving harder. Jim Irvine. A lot of respect for him. He'll be coming in a new style compared to David Jeffries. A lot of younger guys, a lot of more quicker, sharper guys. So no doubt that will be a hard game for us. They'll have probably a second. They'll have a game already underneath their belt. So there could be a surprise. But hopefully we go up there with full confidence after Europe. Hopefully and get a good result. But it will be tough.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Cliftonville manager Jim McGilton with me now. Jim, first time I've been able to say to you, so congratulations on being appointed. How have things gone for you so far in the pre-season?
Firstly, it's a great honour. It's been great. Players have applied themselves greatly from day one. Pre-season is about keeping people fit, obviously, and getting through it and playing as many games or competitive games as you can. But they've worked extremely well, so delighted with the progress.
Do you think there's going to be much further recruitment required at this time, or could we see a busy January?
Hopefully both. I think it's always difficult. Listen, we're 2 weeks away from the start of a season or a week away from the start of a season, so integrating players is always difficult at the best of times, but integrating players at the start of a season is always harder. So we're still trying. We want to make sure it's the right fit. We want to make sure it's the right sort of calibre of player to come in and improve the squad. And that has proven difficult because everybody's looking for the same type of player too, to a large extent. And we will keep doing, hopefully, business right up to kickoff.
And in terms of the players, I'm not silly enough to think you're going to start giving me names, but are you looking widely across the UK? Are you looking for people who are more based in Northern Ireland or down south?
It's amazing. Since I've come back in, old friends have become new friends. And I found new friends through telephone. Telephone's been non-stop. A lot of it's been great, really, really good, positive. But yeah, it's spread right across. You know, we have a young Canadian in training with us at the minute. He's doing great. And it's who you are trying to target. And sometimes you get lucky and sometimes, you know, you have to go and put the people through trials and whatever else. So agents have been hotwire. And no, we can't just pigeonhole and say we're going to look, as much as it's a fantastic product, the Irish League, we're still looking far afield.
This year it's a team other than Cliftonville playing European football at Solitude. I'm sure you'll want to make sure that it's yourself this time next season that's talking about a European adventure.
Certainly, that's the aim of the club. They've been very successful over recent years. It's an aim. It's going to be very difficult. You only have to look at, you know, obviously who's ahead of you. You know, Larne had a magnificent season last year. You've got Linfield, you've got Glentoran, you've Crusaders, you've Coleraine, and others are going to be really competitive. So it's a really competitive league. We do understand that. We appreciate that. And we're going to have to be at our very best.
And finally, what would your message be to Cliftonville fans ahead of a new season? They don't get the game on the Saturday they're hoping for. They have to wait an extra week to see your team in action in the league. But what would you say to them ahead of this campaign?
Get with us. Season tickets have been on the rise, which is fantastic. There's a belief in the football club, which is, you know, exactly what you want. I'm hoping to entertain them. You know, they're coming here either on a Saturday or Sunday to see their team play entertaining football and hopefully win a few games and keep them on the edge of their seats. And hopefully we can provide that product.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Now let's talk Carrick Rangers. Last season, fans were pinching themselves, not worried about that dreaded R word that often hangs over them in the top flight. A really good campaign for Stuart King and his players. And the dreaded question for any manager at the beginning of a new season, can you do better? Yes, well, he's right opposite me now, so he can answer that. Can you? Is it a difficult task you've set yourself trying to better the campaign that you had last year?
No, that's my job. I'm a manager that wants to keep on improving, so yeah, I want to improve. I want to do better than last year. But I think you said that to every manager. They'll say exactly the same thing. They're in it for the right reasons. And potentially, we have to look to improve.
And it looks on the face of it, recruitment-wise, you've got the backing of the club. Some very good players coming through the doors. Was that a strenuous negotiation process with the chairman and co? Or did somebody come and say, look, we've seen what you've done now, what can you do with this?
I think it's a bit of both. I think the club have really backed me, I can say that publicly. But I think our transfer recruitment has been really clever. The four players that have come in from full-time clubs of all reasons why they can't be full-time for one reason or another. Two Larne boys became full-time coaches. Joe Crowe had personal things that he wanted to be part-time. And Danny Perkis has a business that was doing really well, so he can be full-time. So listen, we actively recruited that way, and it's worked a treat, to be honest with you. And I think we've brought in four real high-quality players that potentially will improve my team.
Well, we've seen Danny Perkis amongst the goals already in a couple of pre-season friendlies. You're hoping that translates to the competitive fixtures. You've got a few forwards to choose from now. That wasn't necessarily the case, certainly not the calibre. I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone else when you came into the job.
Yeah, that's our four strikers now are of top quality. We've Nettis, we've Emmett, we've Curtis Allen, and now we've Danny. So, listen, it definitely wasn't the case that when I first came to the club. In fact, I think I only had four players when I let everybody go. So, yeah, our recruitment's been really good since I've come. We've brought in real high-quality players, and we've seen the difference. We've improved year on, year on. And points tally last year was the best club's ever had. So, fingers crossed, we can improve on that again.
Looking at this campaign, we all talk about the league being more and more competitive. What's that bottom half like? I mean, Do you break it down into matches? Do you go, because everyone talks about game at a time, but at Carrick Rangers, are you going game at a time, or are you looking at your own little league table? What's your philosophy in terms of how to get the points on the board early doors?
No, I generally go after every team. There's obviously times where we were plan or setup they be a lot more negative and trying and nick results, especially away from home against the bigger clubs. But at home, I think we're more incapable of taking results off anybody. I don't think that's been said too many times by a current manager, but I genuinely do believe that. I think our physicality, our height, our presence on our tight pitch means that we can go in after teams and play in the right areas. And if we put balls in the box now, I think the strike force we have, that there's every chance someone's going to put the ball back in it. So, yep, I don't see why we shouldn't be after teams. I think we're now really competitive in this league. I think we're really strong in certain areas. And I think, like I say, our physicality and our heightened presence the whole way through the team now would give any team an issue.
And there was a little bit of paper talk towards the end of the season, end of the summer, about your name and other jobs came up. What's that like? Must be, I know you've had it as a player, but on the other side of it now, as a manager, this is your first Premiership job. It shows that something's going right when people are linking you elsewhere. Is it distracting? Is it flattering? How do you find it?
It shows I'm doing something right. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd say it's flattering or whatever, but I really got to say this out loud, that club gave me a massive opportunity. You know, I think a hell of a lot of people doubted me. I think a hell of a lot of people didn't think I was up to the job. And the club, to be fair to them, gave me the chance from a PIL club to be a manager of a Premier League team. And I think we were repaying them, and I think we've improved the place, and I think that's my job. And I signed a new long-term contract with my staff, and I think that the place as a whole is getting better. I think there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that are really exciting, and it's a good fit. And I hopefully have one day a decision to make on a full-time move, because I've got a really good career outside of football and I've got a young family. But at the moment, it sits right where I'm doing, and I'm really enjoying it. And I get excited. I'm still excited about it. I really love it.
The energy, the passion of Stuart King and Jim Magilton before him, both very evident in those conversations, I thought now. Last but by no means least, Linfield, you have waited very patiently to hear yourselves represented on this week's programme, and you've got a fine representative in Stephen Fallon, still on the sidelines, but nearing a return. And that can only be good news for the Blues.
The Score with Michael Clark.
I can't imagine at Linfield there's much enjoyment when you don't win the league. It seems like even when you do win the league, you're not really allowed to enjoy it for too long. It's hard to understand if you're not from within that, but as close as I've been allowed to get, I've seen that. Can you put it into words what this summer has been like for you? Because this is a season where you haven't won the league.
I think, listen, we all know last year was disappointing. Lauren obviously done magnificent to win the league, but we were disappointed to finish second. We're expected to win the league. We want to win the league. And come back then this year, I think the boys know that we're working hard, and it's been referenced to a few times where we want to be this year, and we want to win the league, so hopefully we can push on and do it this year.
And we know what an instrumental player you can be for Linfield. Your manager says it, your teammates said, and no one would be more frustrated than you that injuries have plagued you at times. Fingers crossed this is going to be a lucky year for Stevie Fallon.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I think last year was disappointing. I think I started the season off well, and then I got an injury. It kept me out for a long time. I'm currently injured at the minute, so hopefully this season I can push on and really sort of do what I can and push on and get a good season under my belt.
And you've seen some new faces come in. Fans will have seen glimpses, but you get to train with these guys and come in and learn a bit more about them. What would you say about some of the new personalities? What can you tell us about them, whether that's some of their quirks, let alone their skills?
No, I think we've added really well this year. The boys are all good. They've settled in well. Got Jack Scott come in. He's done really well in the game so far. And we've got Matthew Fitzpatrick, who we know what he could do from last season, and he's been really impressive too. And we've got Robbo, who's a character. He maybe hasn't got as much game time, but he will once he gets going. And I think, yeah, we've added well, and they've all settled in well.
I mean, I know that he doesn't really like dogs.
No, he doesn't like dogs. I wasn't there. I only saw the video like you've seen, but yeah, it was funny. I've seen that.
If anyone hasn't seen that, Matthew Clark creeps up behind him, crouches down and barks like a dog, and there was no roof over his head, but if there was, he'd have gone through it. So worth checking out on the club socials. And just finally, we now know your fixture's been moved back, so the Cliftonville game's now the 22nd of August, so it's the second week of the season. Linfield fans have to wait to see a league game. Just on the title race, because, I mean, before a ball's even kicked in the Irish Premiership, that's the expectation. Can you go better this year? Can you beat Larne? And what are your thoughts on the other teams that will be also thinking the same way?
Yeah, I think the teams are strong this year. It's going to be a tough season again, like it was last year. There was a lot of strong teams. I think there's probably five teams you could say could win the league. So I think it's going to be a tough season again. And it's just whenever we play each other, who can get the better of each other. And hopefully we do enough to win the league.
The Score with Michael Clark.
And just like that, we are at the end of our first show of the new season, the first of many. And great to have you along with us for it. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, every Friday from 1 on your radio and available as a podcast shortly after 2 whenever the Gremlins, my colleagues get around to it. But it is going to be a heck of a season, isn't it? If you want to hit me up with your predictions, The Score and I, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram is where you can reach out. And I think the endearing thing that I would always try and say is the great thing about this programme, when you come to us with your stories, we are big enough that we can reach an awful lot of people. But we're not so big that you can't get straight to the source and come and have a chat to me about it. And I think that that's something we're always going to try and preserve. So hopefully you feel that, and hopefully you're really, really going to love what we have coming up for you in the coming weeks and months. But for now, I have just one thing left to say. Let's enjoy your weekend of sport. Bye-bye.